Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
Hey everybody, this is Widget Walls, and this is a NeedCoffee.com podcast. I'm going to let the theme music play for a little bit here. This is the Sprites with George Romero, and I like it so much, I want you to hear a little more of it. So just give a listen. Relax.
It's the end of the world. I want to live inside a shopping mall. I wouldn't care about the isolation. I'm unconcerned about the walking dead. If it's the end, I'd handle myself quite well. I wouldn't panic walking past the zombie. I'd try to catch up on some reading and movies. I know all I need to know. I know all I need to know. I learned everything from George Romero, Dario Argento, maybe Tom Savini, Stuart Gordon.
So here I am. I pop this open here. There we go. So here we are. It's a NeedCoffee.com podcast. We are gathered here today because we're constantly screwing around with stuff on the site. As if you've been around for a while, you know. Forums come, forums go, features come, features go. We're constantly trying to figure out how to make the site more interesting to us, if not more interesting to you. We don't get paid, so it's got to be interesting to us. Otherwise, why are we here? But anyway, so we used to have stuff like DVD Heads Up, which would come out once a week and take you through everything that was streaming that particular week. But as you know, I mean, there's just a constant barrage of stuff that's coming out, and we just got completely buried. And we had weekend recommendations in which we would try to let you go into your weekend with some more information about, you know, what to do, what to read, things that, you know, we would want to put in front of you as choices, as options. So that kind of went the wayside because, you know, there's just so much going on. It turned into weekend recommendations and then kind of Friday and Saturday and sometimes Sunday. And then it kind of turned into weekly recommendations. And then it was kind of catch-as-catch-can recommendations. So we're trying to figure out a better way to do that. And with everything that's going on, I started thinking about it. Now, we've been doing Which Goes Off for, I think, 8 weeks now. Over at Quick Stop Entertainment, and it's been fairly painless. And part of that, I think, is due to the fact that I'm older and more bitter and just don't care as much. And part of that is due to, and I was just talking to Ken about this a minute ago, is you know, back when we were doing Which Goes Off the first time around, there was no podcasting. I mean, we talked about that in the first Which Goes Off of the new series, Volume 3, the Modern Age Which Goes Off, as opposed to the Silver Age Which Goes Off. Where I was, you know, frozen in an iceberg and shit like that. So, what was I saying? Oh, yes. So, but now everyone's podcasting, so I'm less inclined to care because I know that with thousands and thousands of people podcasting, I can't be the shittiest one out there. Back when we were doing it before, it was entirely me, and I was very self-conscious about things, and so I would, you know, do cut-ins and stuff like that, and now I just don't care. So I started thinking, you know, everybody's on the go. People actually seem to be listening to Which Goes Off, taking it with them, you know, listening to it on their commutes, which I think is extremely cool, and we couldn't do that before. So I thought, well, you know, I like the idea of getting this information in front of you about what's streaming, because there's plenty of sites to talk about it, but they – you know, we're constantly running into people that are like, oh, really, that's coming out. And I do that too. And I try to stay on top of this. But like I said, it's just an avalanche of stuff. So my thought was, let's try doing a podcast for the Heads Up with the stuff that's streaming, so that you can be aware of what's coming out and what we recommend and some high points. And then coming up on Fridays, let's do weekend recommendations on this so you can be listening to it on your way into work. Because let's face it, the work week sucks. For most of us, right? So you can drive in thinking about, hey, here's what here are some ideas for what I can be doing for the weekend. And the reason that I think we provide a service in this way is because we go through all of this crap. And I know we don't have lives. So why would we want you to not have a life? Someone has to have a life. And so we've picked you. Sorry, but you drew the short straw and you're going to have to go actually have a life. So that's that. Now, a quick word about the theme music, because I think one of the things I like about this more than anything else is the fact that I have theme music. When we were doing it before with Widge Goes Off, it was, you know, my friend Kat was doing intros for us, Ken was doing outros for us, and, you know, it was fun, but, you know, you want theme music because I love music. And who'd have thought that MySpace would actually be of use to me? Because it's a social networking site, right? And I have no social network. I mean, like a social network for me, you would be like, well, it's not connecting. And I would say, well, the signal's strong. There's nothing there. You know, it's like connecting. It's like war driving in the middle of the Gobi Desert. It would do absolutely nothing for you. That's my social life. So there's that. But actually, I've made contact with Exit Mind Bomb, who let me use Godzilla Will Rule You as my theme music for The New Witch Goes Off. And we've got the Sprites, who are letting me use George Romero for the theme music here, which I think is cool as hell. I'm going to put up links to their site, to their MySpace place, where you can throw coin at them, and please do. As I told them in the email that I sent them requesting, may I please do this, really the song is it's what Need Coffee's all about, consumerism and The Walking Dead. I mean, between the two, that's Need Coffee. So very pleased about that. Very happy. It's very cool. And really, when I heard it the first time, it's, you know how you have those songs that show up at exactly the right time and in the right place and just hit you at exactly the right angle and you're like, yes. So that was it. I was having a shitty day. I downloaded it from a music blog and I was just so happy that there was a song about this, about Dawn of the Dead, and that they remembered Stuart Gordon, because that showed that they know what they're talking about. Because it's easy to remember the others, Tom Savini and Sam Raimi and stuff like that. That's, you don't get any points for that. Stuart Gordon, director of Reanimator, you get points. So I'm very happy about that. And I wanted to play a little extra of it on the front end here so that you could actually hear the words and stuff like that, because I think it's a great song. And I was listening to it the other day when I started thinking about this, and the Attention All Shoppers came up. I'm like, perfect. This is perfect for a shopping guide podcast. So let's try and get started. We're going to go through last week's as well, because we're playing catch up. And just like everything else on Need Coffee, I will try to do this quickly. I will try to get you in and out of here with as little pain as possible. So first thing up, the stuff that was streaming from last week, just got this in actually today, and I'm very happy about this. Joe Cartoon's new DVD, which is called Beyond the Blender, which has another 12 of his shows from his website, joecartoon.com, including Superfly. There's also a bit where you can just blow up characters using your remote. And really, what else can you possibly ask for? There's 6 episodes of The Greenfields, which is his new series, and there's a bunch of bonus features as well. And of course, I'm not being biased by the fact that we actually have a quote on the back of this thing, which I think this showed up today, that made my fucking day. By the way, I curse on this, but I curse. I just curse. That's what I do. So if you're like listening to this in the morning, taking the kids to school, wait until you've dropped them off, if you would, because I'm going to fucking curse. I can't help myself. So very pleased about this, the new Joe Cartoon. So that is available from Brentwood BCI. They've also got some Foo titles that have come out here from their Rare Scope collection. Along Comes the Tiger and Drunken Dragon. And by the way, I'm going to have a post up that will have images for all these things, as well as links to Amazon if you want to go check out more information on them. I would like to eventually figure out how to put the images into the podcast, so if you're watching on your computer or you're watching on your fancy iPod, you'll be able to see this stuff. And this is actually good. Anytime that there is a Foo release that has features on it, people rejoice. And it drives us crazy, and I know Doc hates this, is that you will see different regions that have commentaries on stuff that we've never seen here. So this is kind of cool. The Along Comes a Tiger comes with an audio commentary from the star, and who was one of the co-writers, producers, and also Toby Russell, which I'm looking here, and I have no idea what Toby Russell has to do with this. Maybe he's a producer or something, or one of the Rarescope people. I don't know. But Toby Russell, You're moving up in the world. Congratulations. Drunken Dragon, the same thing. There's no commentary, but there is an interview with Philip Coe, who is, and again, yes, a member of the cast. So you've got that if you're in the mood for slightly cheesy foo. It looks like there's a guy on the, you have to look at this. There's a guy on the back of this who looks like he's, I don't know if he's playing whack-a-mole or what. He's on the cover as well. It's really kind of terrifying. Anyway, so there's a couple of foo releases for you if you're in for such things. And this, I'm very excited about this. There's a couple of what I term as schlock releases here that I'm going to be very pleased about because, as you know, Halloween, my favorite holiday of the year, and I like to watch some good movies, but I like to just sit down and subject myself to really bad movies. And so here are some really bad movies. It's two disc sets. There's a double feature of Night of the Bloody Apes, you know, featuring wrestlers and people with large noses, and Curse of the Doll People. And then there's another one with Cemetery of Terror and Grave Robbers that both came out last week. I can't wait to check those out on Halloween. My weekend long bout with adverse video. Can't freaking wait. Now, also coming out from, oh my God, I'm kicking, there's so much stuff on my desk here, I'm just dropping things over. The first season of Prison Break from Fox streamed last week as well. That's 22 episodes that are over six discs. Some of them do come with commentaries. You've got alternate and deleted scenes. There's a making of featurette, a couple of other featurettes, and some TV spots. I've not seen the show myself. I keep hearing that I heard the premise and I thought, that sounds really ridiculous. And what I've heard is it is ridiculous, but it actually works. So the first season of that is out. Like I said, six discs, so be aware of that. There is also, from the people at Koch Vision, there's a couple of Popular Mechanics for Kids titles that have streamed. They each come with four episodes apiece. Dealing with firefighters is one, which I'm looking at here. Covers firefighters, police officers, emergency rescue folks, that type of thing. And also covers a little bit of science with lightning. Covers ice, water, electricity, that sort of thing. About 90 minutes apiece for each of these with, you know, and they're for kids. So what can you possibly say? Any science that we can put in front of kids, as long as it's real science, is good. And it's Popular Mechanics. So I don't know anything about the series, but I do know that Popular Mechanics is actually a good magazine. So there is that for you. Also from Koch Lorber is, if I can find, if you can only see this stack of DVDs that I have here that I'm trying to work from, is Gilly's Wife, which streamed last week, about kind of crazy movie here about a guy who is, well, it focuses on the woman who is who finds out that her husband is having an affair with her sister. And she's trying to save the marriage. So that's never a good thing. There's a making of featurette. There's deleted scenes that come with a director's commentary. And it's a French film. I can't tell you much more than that. But hey, it was a Venice Film Festival selection. And as far as I know, that was not like Venice, Florida. So this must be the real deal. Now, from Universal, we have the latest in the Bring It On franchise, which has turned into a direct-to-video franchise for them. And, you know, it's obvious that girls, young girls, have a lot of buying power. I must take a drink here. Because look at what Step Up did in the box office this past weekend. So there's that. But the one good thing I can say about this is that it does have Hayden, and I'm going to get her last name wrong. You'll have to excuse me. Panettiere? I have no idea. Anyway, the little girl from Remember the Titans, who basically had this memorable scene in which she – Remember the Titans, totally cheesy movie, okay? But it's got Denzel Washington. You can't argue with Denzel, right? And it had this little girl who is playing, I think, the coach's daughter, who is totally into football, total football fanatic as like a 9-year-old. And there was a great scene in which – and this is why she's always impressed me – it's her and Denzel, and they're watching the film of the game, right, and commenting, and they're arguing back and forth about this particular play, and she's holding her own with Denzel, and it's just a great scene. So I've always liked her. So, you know, I hope she got paid well for this. But I don't know. I don't know what roles there are for young girls, because wasn't she in an Ice Princess movie or something too? You know, as long as she's getting work, I guess that's great. We can't all be. I think maybe Dakota Fanning has taken all of the young girl roles and has just sucked them all up, and she has to be the one acting with De Niro and everyone else. I don't know. It also has Beyoncé Knowles' sister. That means absolutely nothing to any of you, just like it does to me. So we have that. Also, we have Wrath of the Ninja, which is an anime title that has come out from US Manga Corps. It comes with some actual notes, an art gallery, and such. So not much in the way of features, but it's from the folks who brought you Full Metal Alchemist, which I know has a lot of followers, and some other things that I can't pronounce, which I need Dendrain for, and Ninja Scroll. But I know Full Metal Alchemist has a lot of followers. So Wrath of the Ninja, and this is, I believe this is an OAV because it's just a 2-disc set, and it does not mention anything about. Oh yes, it is an actual movie, and then it is a miniseries on top of that. So bonus. Also, when we're talking about Fu and animation and such, Shaolin Showdown, I hope I'm saying that right, which we're actually doing a contest for, so I hope I'm saying it right. And the first season of that has hit from Warner Brothers as well, which looks like honestly every other anime title, but without the normal animation, to be perfectly frank. And it's got a ninja dude with a cowboy hat on, which is, again, I think that's a rule, actually. Isn't that a law in Japan that you have to have some dude who can work fu with a cowboy hat on? I don't know. We get so many animated titles in here, and I swear to God, every single one of them has a dude in a cowboy hat. So I don't know. So there's that as well. And since I know that you were dying to hear about it, the fourth season of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is hit. That's 26 episodes on 4 discs. So, and I will say this, and I've gotten a bit more. I don't normally freak out when I see these TV shows hit, because I know I've seen people go, "Why in the hell are they releasing this?" You have to go and look on Amazon at some of the comments from the so-called reviews, which a lot of them, you know, in the months leading up to an actual release of the thing, is nothing but, "I'm so happy this is being released." But, you know, maybe that's what they did product forums for. I don't know. But there is somebody waiting for every single TV show to be released. So I don't necessarily laugh at folks who want to see like Fresh Prince, right? Which actually, honestly, was pretty funny. When I was reviewing the series before, it was actually pretty funny, which was kind of startling to me because, you know, it looks like ass, but it's actually funny. So the fourth season of that is out for fans. You'll want to check that out. And last but not least, we've got Inside Man, the Spike Lee film with Denzel Washington. And I'm very happy that we got this from Universal to review and to feature. Denzel Washington, incredible actor. No matter if he's in crap, it's good. But with this film, with him and Clive Owen, who was my pick to be the next James Bond, I don't know about you guys. Clive Owen, love him as an actor. You got Jodie Foster as well, Willem Dafoe. I mean, Jesus Christ, you look at this cast, and how would you not want to see this film? So, you know, in a heist thriller, I'm like, sweet. So I can't wait to watch that. The release, like I said, was last week. Comes with commentary from Spike Lee. It's got a featurette with Spike Lee and Denzel talking about working together, and a making of featurette along with deleted scenes. So I'm you know, looking forward to checking that out, and we'll let you know how it comes out. As you know, I don't see a lot of films, and if you listen to WGO, you'll know I don't go to see a lot of films in the cinema anymore because it's frankly pointless. So anyway, looking forward to that. Now coming into this week, the soundtrack to The Illusionist is out. I have not seen the film. I can't wait to see the film because you're talking about Ed Norton and Paul Giamatti. What else do you need to know about the film? It's a Philip Glass soundtrack, right? And this is coming out from Rykodisc. So the thing about Philip Glass is you either like Philip Glass or you don't. But if it's a good movie and it's got a Philip Glass soundtrack, it's perfect to work with. I dig the hell out of the Hours soundtrack, for example. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the film. The soundtrack itself is good, and it's good working music for the background. As far as the as far as Fox, a couple things from Fox Street this week, Street Today, actually. This is all streaming today now. We've got the eighth season of The Simpsons. And you know, people are weird when it comes to The Simpsons because there's this huge discussion as to why the series where the series basically jumped the shark, where it has gone from being, you know, brilliant to like suck, which is weird because I never watched all of it as it was rolling out. I'll catch an episode here and there, so I can't tell. So I don't know. Maybe it sucks right now or not. Everything that I've seen, it's better than most stuff on television, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, you know. Figure it out for yourself. But anyway, the eighth season is hit. That stupid limited edition head version is available, but no one's going to order that, so don't worry about it. The box version, which matches everything else that you own, that is here. Comes with an introduction from Matt Groening. As with all of these, there's commentary on every episode from a selection of folks. There's a featurette, they have multi-angle stuff. They have some deleted scenes and original sketches. So it's pretty much the same stuff that you've come to expect from the box sets before. And it's funny because the people will bitch about The Simpsons and then they'll watch it, you know, regardless. So, hey, but anything's better than American Dad, right? Exactly. Also coming out from Fox is the final Remington Steele release with seasons 4 and 5. There are, I think I counted, I want to say, three episodes that come with, hang on, I've got it right here. I've got everything in a stack. Three episodes that come with commentaries. One, two, three. Three. Three commentaries. And each of the discs, it appears, comes with a featurette at least. And one disc comes with two. So if you are upset about Brosnan not getting a chance to play Bond, and yes, you heard me right. In fact, this was the Remington Steele, I believe, was the reason why he couldn't play Bond the first time that they went for him, and instead they went with Timothy Dalton, if I'm remembering that correctly. But you know, so if you want to watch a good Bond movie, Thomas Crown Affair. What can I say? So there's that for Pierce Brosnan fans. What else have we got? Ah, yes. The new complete dossier of Apocalypse Now is out, which will be something for fans of the film because it's got the original version and the Apocalypse Now 2001 Redux version. It comes with a crap load of stuff. It's been remastered. It's supposed to look very good. It's got a slew of featurettes. It's got scenes that haven't been seen before that weren't used in the new version. And this I have to listen to. There is an outtake that has Marlon Brando reading all of the Hollow Man. So you know, anything T.S. Eliot and then Marlon Brando, okay, I'm there. So you know, the only thing to bear in mind about this is it's not complete dossier, not exactly complete because it does not have the Hearts of Darkness documentary on there, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's a rights issue or what. It normally is when you get into that kind of thing. So I wouldn't be too hard on them, and it's cheap. It's like $20. So if you're waiting to get something with features, that's actually a damn good price. What else have we got? We've got some anime coming out this week. The second volume of Kamichu, which I hope I'm saying correctly, and there's an exclamation point on the end, but I'm not going to shout this because it's late at night. This is the second volume. It comes with 4 episodes, and that's pretty much it. And I know nothing about this except it has a bunch of cute animals and cute little kids in it. So there you have it. And lots of cats, apparently. So I'd probably sneeze from just watching this. But so that is coming out from Jenny On, if you are a fan of that show. Hopefully, if this works well enough, we'll just get Dindrain to do her own anime podcast, and then you'll be a little bit more informed. Now, box set wise, we've got the Ronald Reagan Signature Collection, which has come out, and from what I can tell, this is the first time that these films have hit DVD, or if they're just so damn out of print that you can't even get them. From what I can tell, Newt Rockne and I believe it's King's Row, are available separately, but I believe Hasty Heart, Storm Warning, and The Winning Team are available only in this box set, so bear that in mind. Some of them are bare bones, but you've got you've got Hasty Heart comes with a commentary by the director and Ronald Reagan biographer. Three of them, Kings Row and Newt Rockne, along with Hasty Heart, come with vintage featurettes and classic cartoons and such. And Newt Rockne comes with a radio theater broadcast that features Ronald Reagan in it. So, you know, for fans of the actor, not necessarily the politician, you can grab that from Warner Brothers. There is the Magilla Gorilla box set, which is out, which has this is interesting, has been a source of some controversy, because apparently the theme song, the intro to the episodes, aren't on there, and it looks abysmal. So it's kind of weird. Warner Brothers is trying to figure out what to do about this. It does come with 23 episodes on 4 discs. It's got the theme song live and unplugged, it says, with some rare footage there of them working on it, interview gallery, and a TV special along with 8 bonus cartoons. But as I said, there's some controversy as to how well the cartoon has held up on the DVD and what they're going to do about that. In fact, the little girl, Ken was telling me, the little girl that appears on the cover, which you'll see on the cover art when you look on the article there, only appears in the opening credits that have the song. So she's not even on the DVD, which is hilarious. So there is that. Bear that in mind before you buy. And Full House, 4th season. Again, the same thing with Fresh Prince. Some people dug the hell out of Full House and grew up on it. They will be pleased to know that Warner Brothers is putting that out. 26 episodes across 4 discs. Now, for our second to last thing, is when we leave DVDs, and I've got one graphic novel I want to talk about. My pick for this week is, I think, fairly obvious. And that is, of course, the fact that Hong Kong Phooey, the complete series, is hitting DVD. And yes, you heard me correctly, the number one super guy. So you've got 31 episodes across 2 discs. The 3 episodes come with commentary from the creative producer and a producer historian, among other folks. There's a retrospective documentary and a storyboard for one of the episodes. And, you know, I think it's a damn shame that there's nothing from the late great Scatman Crothers on the DVD. But I mean, who knew that we needed that stuff? And I hope, and I know that you hope as well, that there's a bunch of stuff like this out there where we still have the actors, we still have the cast and crew. I hope that they are banking commentaries now for later release. Double dip if you have to, but for the love of God, catch the commentaries while we still have the people. You know, I've told Ken I would like to do an Arthur commentary because of Warner Brothers' abysmal release of that. But because there's no one. I mean, we've lost Gielgud. We've lost Dudley Moore. The writer-director died a while back before there was even any inkling of DVDs. So it's just it's been orphaned as far as commentaries go. And we really need to get this stuff down, and we needed to get it archived. So I hope everyone I hope the studios are working on that. You know, I hope that they're banking like a Robert Redford, Paul Newman dual commentary on Butch and Sundance and Dance and stuff like that. Okay, so one last thing, and then we'll get done. We actually went through this in about a half hour. It's about it's about a commute. So we've got a release from Fantagraphics that at least according to Amazon is streaming this week. They're weird about graphic novels, so don't beat me up too badly if I'm getting this wrong. But basically, this is The Left Bank Gang by the artist writer artist Jason. It's coming out from Fantagraphics, and it's pretty crazy. It takes place in the 1920s in Paris, and our characters are Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ezra Pound, and James Joyce. And, of course, they're anthropomorphic animals, which is what Jason always does. But in this case, they are all cartoonists. They make comics, and they're not making a lot of money at it. And so that's kind of odd. And then, you know, one of them, Hemingway, comes up with an idea for how they can make money. And I'm not going to say anything else beyond that as far as the plot goes, because what they came up with was kind of hit me out of left field or from the left bank. Very interesting, very odd to see the names of these characters used in this manner, and you know, setting this, putting them all in one place, and then taking the you can probably tell where it's going from the cover actually. They're wearing masks and have a gun. You know, turning this, taking these people, making them into characters, making them into animals, making them into cartoonists, and then going this direction with a story. It's a fascinating read. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like a weird, very literate version of like Pulp Fiction when you get towards the end with the multiple points of view. So definitely worth checking out. When you go Wednesday or Thursday to your comic book store, make sure you check it out and at least flip through it and see what you think. But I enjoyed it. So that's The Left Bank Gang by Jason, and of course that's coming out from Fantagraphics. So that's it. Let me know what you think about this podcast. We will sign off. What works, what doesn't work? Does it suck? Should I go away and never come back again? The feedback for any of these podcasts is widgsucks@needcoffee.com, WIDGESUCKS @needcoffee.com. So let me know what you think. At this point, the plan is to show back up on Friday morning with your weekend recommendations for comics, graphic novels, books, CDs, the whole nine yards, give you a couple things to work from. And obviously, if there is a special bulletin, then we will have a special bulletin podcast that will go out as well. So hopefully this was helpful to you, to make you aware of the things that are streeting. If there's something we didn't cover that's streeted, it's probably because we didn't receive it in time to cover it. But hopefully we will get more of that in. Hopefully we'll be shorter next week because we'll just be doing next week. Anyway, there you have it. You know the email address. Come and hang out on the Gabfest, and we will talk to you soon. So be good.